Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined now by St. Sideline reporter Jeff Nowak to talk about the black and gold. How you doing, Jeff?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you?
I'm all right. You know I'm a fan of yours. You can follow Jeff online at Jeff, well, I say online, on Twitter at, well, X. Well, why don't you tell people how to follow you, Jeff? It might speed the entire thing up.
Yeah, it's on Twitter at Jeff_Nowak, N-O-W-A-K. I also host a podcast with Steve Geller called Inside Black and Gold. You can get that wherever you get your podcast. You can also do it live on YouTube at WWL Sports. Got over 12,000 subscribers there now, so it's been cool to see that whole community grow. And we get a lot of comments in our live mailbags that we do every week, so it's always fun. So definitely check that out.
Y'all do a great job with that. You really do. I wanted to ask you about... I think it's a privilege, and I know it can be a pain in the behind, but man, to be on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field, December 23rd, I don't know if snow is forecast or not, but you got to be looking forward to that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be that cold. And when I say that cold, I mean, the way Darren Rizzi put it last week, and I agree with him, it's like if you go up to Green Bay in December, at the end of December, and you get two digits on the temperature, then you're in good shape. And that's what it looks like it's going to be. It's going to be low 20s. But no, you know, the bummer about this game is that it doesn't mean more in the grand scheme of, like, it would be great. It would feel a lot different if you were going up there and you were in the thick of a playoff chase and, you know, the motivation was there and there's a lot more energy. That, like, when they went up to Cleveland in 22, they were in a similar record scenario, but it felt like they were in the playoff chase. They could win out. They had a chance. This year, it kind of feels like, yeah, you went out, you don't have a chance because the math isn't there. So that's gonna ding it a little bit. But no, anytime you get to go up to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, Monday Night Football, national television, it's going to be a cool experience. I don't think it's going to snow, but there will be snow in Green Bay. So you'll get that kind of, hey, it's Christmas, you know, kind of deal. But it's going to be fun, I think.
So when you say not that cold, you grew up where?
I grew up in Connecticut, so I know what it's like to have a cold winter. I don't know what it's like to live in perpetual cold for like 6 months of the year.
Yeah.
But I've been here, down here long enough. I lived in South Carolina for 4 years. I've lived here for 8 years. So that is sufficiently long enough that I am not, like, my blood is thinned. I cannot handle cold. Like, that doesn't help. After a while, it's like, yeah, I'm just like everyone else.
So officially for Green Bay Monday, we're talking about a 50% chance, a 60% chance for snow now with a high temperature of 34 degrees. So maybe you might see some snow, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is, like, if it's super cold, it's actually like too cold to snow. So we'll see. Yeah, it does look like it's going to maybe have some precipitation, but 29 degrees on the low is pretty, or in that range is a pretty solid, you know, you can't complain too much if that's what you're getting.
Let's talk about, I guess, the injury situation first. Alvin Kamara, do we know if he's gone for the year yet or not?
I don't think he's gone for the year. I mean, from a health perspective, I'm sure he'd be able to get back. The question is whether it makes sense to bring him back over the final two games and you're eliminated from the playoffs. The selfish part of me, so he has 950 rushing yards right now. He's never ran for 1,000 yards in his career. Like,
no kidding.
I don't know how much that means to Alvin. As a fan, I think it means something. So I don't want Alvin to get to the end of his career and have that footnote. Oh, he never ran for 1,000 yards. It doesn't really change anything. He's still going to be the greatest Saints running back that ever played. And You know, he's the franchise rushing leader. It's honestly amazing, and it talks to his level of consistency that he's the franchise rushing leader without ever running for 1,000 yards. But I'm sure he wants to get there. I would love to see him get one more game, get a shot at it. I'd be surprised if it's this week when you're dealing with an injury and then you're saying, oh, we're going to go up and have you play in below freezing temperatures in a game that, you know, isn't going to change our playoff hopes. I don't know, but I don't think he's done for the year. It doesn't sound like a super significant injury. It's a groin adductor issue. But all the injury questions are going to come down at this point to, is it worth it? And that's what we're going to find out this week. The problem, as we talk today, so they're playing on Monday. The entire weekly schedule is a day behind. Yesterday, they treated like their Monday practice this week. So there was no injury report. Our first injury report of the week is going to come today. They're going to have availability today. So we're going to talk to Darren this afternoon, get a better picture of what we're looking at. Darren, you know, we've kind of gone back to the Sean Payton way of like never getting any injury information. DA was always a lot more forthcoming about some of the injury statuses, and he would declare stuff earlier in the week. Darren Rizzi is clearly more on the line of, hey, I prefer the mystery. If I can force my opponent to have to prepare for multiple things because they don't know what to expect from an injury perspective and an availability perspective, that's an advantage for me. So I don't know if we'll get a ton of information on Derek Carr or Alvin Kamara, but we'll have to wait and see.
I don't see the need to let anybody know before you need to know, right? I mean, why would you want to give anybody an advantage? Let me take a quick break. We'll talk about quarterbacks and more when we return. Jeff Nowak, our guest, WWL Saints sideline reporter, got his long drawers packed. He's ready to go. Traffic now, WWL. Never enough time, 8:59, a minute left with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Jeff, what's going to happen at quarterback on Sunday? Monday night, pardon me.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, it's still going to be a question of whether Derek Carr plays. I'd be surprised. It's hard to see a scenario where you don't go back to Spencer Rattler. The one thing I don't want to do is start Spencer and have to bench him because it's going so poorly. If the Saints decide to go with Spencer Rattler, I need the leash to be long. So that's a decision they have to make. Because if you're going to play Spencer, you're going to have to let him play through struggles because you already benched him once this year. You don't want to do it again. So I think that's the question you want to answer.
And you know what? If you do that and it doesn't work, then I think you got to do the same thing with Jake Haener the next week. Thoughts?
It's tough. Yeah, that's the awkward scenario they find themselves in. So we'll have to wait and see how they handle it.
Man, look, safe travels to you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year for everything you do for us. We appreciate it. God bless you, Jeff Nowak. And go Saints. When we come back, we're going to talk about these drone sightings in the Northeast. Could be interesting.